Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today as game day returns on TalkSport and kicks off with Leeds taking on Tottenham Hotspur. That one's from 12:30. Before we hear from Adam Forshaw, Spurs boss Antonio Conte insists he's not considered resigning.
I think my words were very, very clear. And I said that it's not normal and in the last five games to lose four games. And when happened in this type of situation, for sure you had to do reflection, no? And to think, to start to, yeah, to make evaluation, no? Why happened this and to try to find a solution, to try to find the answer. I think this is normal, also because I'm not used and to lose in this way when I was player and when I was coach. And for this reason, for sure, this type of situation hurts me a lot. And I hope also my players and also the club. The club is the first to know which is our real situation. And the club confirmed me that they know which is the reality. The club is very happy about my work, about what we are doing with my staff. The change that we brought in these 4 months in this club, in this in the training ground, in this environment. I think that, I think I'm sure that the club is appreciating a lot what we are doing.
It's tough to put your finger on. Obviously, if we had that magic potion, I think we wouldn't do it again. But unfortunately, we did lose 6-0 after the big City defeat. I think the key to it is sticking to your principles. We know we work hard enough in the week. We do all the necessary stuff, the analysis, the videos, the individual meetings. We're out on the training pitch working on shapes, and I'm a big believer in you. You know, you keep working hard enough and you'll get your just rewards eventually, and I'm sure we're going to turn it round, yeah.
Now, live and exclusive on TalkSport 2 from 3 p.m, Brentford host Newcastle. And before we hear from Thomas Frank, Newcastle manager Edwin Howe says he's focusing on only one game at a time.
There was no surprise in Burnley's results for me. They're a team that will never give up, and no team down the bottom will give up. It's going to go right to the end of the season, in the sense the relegation battle and the fight to stay in the league, I think, will go to the wire. From our side, we have to take care of our own business, and that is consistently winning games or consistently getting points and trying to push ourselves and elevate ourselves away from danger. But if we think it's going to be given to us by the other teams, that's absolutely not going to happen. This is the hardest league in the world for a reason, and we're going to have to fight for every point, and our destiny is still in our own hands, and that's where we want it, and that's where we have to do our business first.
I definitely see a team that have progressed quite a lot. They look like they're a very, very difficult team to beat, which is a very good a good strength. They have pace and power all over the pitch. They played, especially the last three games against Everton, Villa and West Ham. played three, you know, very closed game in terms of chances both ways, but they still managed to get two wins and a draw, which is a huge quality. So I expect also a close, tight game tomorrow. That'll be the smallest of margins that will decide it, a set piece, a deflection, or one bit of magic. So he's done a very good job together with his coaching staff, and they are in a good place.
Now this evening, Man City travel to Goodison Park to take on Everton, or as everyone calls it, Frank Lampard's Everton. That game is live and exclusive on TalkSport. You'll hear from Pep Guardiola in a sec, but first, here's the Everton boss, Frank Lampard, who feels his side need to be more consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked to have won all of our games, but it's the Premier League and travelling to places like Newcastle and Southampton and being slightly off in times can lead to defeats. And I knew when I was coming here, as I sort of mentioned before, is that when you are playing at this level, you don't expect to come in and wave a magic wand and bring results. So you want to work in steps and see progress. And I've certainly seen that. I've certainly seen it behind the scenes. That's good for us as staff and for the players to feel it at the training ground. We've seen it in two really good performances, and then we've maybe seen some of our weaknesses in the two defeats, and some of that is reverting to stuff that I saw before I came in and things that I want to correct, but it cannot be corrected in one go, so that's step by step. So I'm pleased with the progress, and yes, I certainly believe in the group that we can get the performances and results that we need.
No, we have 2 days off right after, so we didn't train the last game, and after we trained really well, like as usual, so we accept our part of the game. I know how we perform. The last games that we drop points in Southampton and here, and both were really good, but we make a mistake, especially the third one, and like you realize we don't deserve to win. When you make a mistake, like we defend the last action, it's because we don't deserve to win.
Now Watford take on Man United at Old Trafford this afternoon. Before we hear from Roy Hodgson very, very much, here's United boss Ralph Rangnick, who is wary of Watford's attackers.
In his first 2.5 games, he played in a 4-4-2, like he used to play with his former clubs. They changed in the third game at halftime, and since then are playing in a 4-3-3 like they did under Ranieri. So the style of football is similar, I would say. They have three fast physical strikers, always looking for the transitional moments, playing pretty direct. So this is their biggest threat, and we have to be aware of that. We have to avoid any transitional moments for them and be stable in defense, and at the same time just create as many chances as we possibly can with our own offensive department. For us, it only makes sense to take one game after the other. Now the job is to fully recover from the game the day before yesterday and play on the highest possible level tomorrow at home, hopefully win the game against Watford, and then we have a normal week to prepare for the derby at Manchester City.
To be honest, I think they've been fairly steady for a period now. They were fairly steady under Ullo, I thought. They're steady with a chance of top four, which is obviously important for them, but they were really in with that chance, I always thought, with Ullo as well. But Ralph is a guy I know very well. I know how good he is as a thinker about the game, so I'm pretty sure he'll have the team playing in a very organised and detailed manner. And, of course, the quality of their individuals when you play Manchester United is what worries you most, because they do have some of the most expensive players on the planet playing for them.
Now, Brighton hosts Aston Villa this afternoon. You'll hear from Brighton boss Graham Potter. But first, here's Villa manager Steven Gerrard, who is focused on turning the team's form around.
Well, look, the facts of the game are we were better and stronger in every department except the most important one, and that's to score goals. We conceded 2 or 3 dangerous counter-attacks right at the very end of the game when we're trying to take risks, when we're trying to chase the game. So we were a little bit vulnerable and open, I get that. But up until we conceded, you know, for me, we were playing the best football. We had the most possession. We were getting into the right areas of the pitch. We were pushing. We were trying to be more ambitious from the side. But we did lack that last pass, that killer touch, that little bit of clinicalness around the goal and the area. Hopefully we can adjust them things in the next game and in the coming games, because we haven't scored in two games, so it's quite clear we need to find that clinical edge again. We have to admit that our form of late needs improving. We're all aware of that, no one more than myself. And Brighton gives us the opportunity to bounce back. I think a good win here is the medicine we all need right now. It has been a tough couple of weeks in terms of results, albeit I thought there wasn't much wrong with our performance against Watford when we've watched it back. So, yeah, in this game and in this league, it's important after a tough few weeks you bounce back as quick as you can, and Brighton gives us that opportunity.
Apart from the top three, who hasn't struggled in this league? You know, that's how it is, because it's the best league in the world and it's really difficult to get points. So even Aston Villa, even with Steven Gerrard, even with resources, you see last night Tottenham lose to Burnley. It's the league, and it's really competitive. So I see a lot of what they're doing at Aston Villa. You can see what they're trying to do. You can see the work they're doing. You can see the structure of the team. You can see the performances that they're on another day. They could have won the games that they've lost. But as I said before, the margins of this competition this is the highest level of football, arguably, in the world. So by definition, that's not easy to win.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Burnley travel to Crystal Palace this afternoon, looking for a vital 3 points. You'll hear from Sean Dyche, but first, here's Palace boss Patrick Vieira, who says he's looking for better consistency from his side.
The challenge is for Wilfried and for the team is to be consistent on the kind of performances. There's no doubt about the quality and what he can do. But when he's like that, it's really good for the team. So the challenge is for us players and the team is about being consistent and try to repeat those kind of performances. And, when we manage to play like that, we create chances, we score goals, and we manage to win the game. So it's important for us is to keep challenging ourselves and to keep that consistency.
I've never been not sure. I've never really overthought it. I've always believed in what the players are doing. I've always believed in the power of a group of people when noses point in the right direction, which they quite obviously are. And I've always believed in working to get things right, because you can work as hard as you want. I don't think we've been that far wrong all season, but we haven't got the points on the board. So the lead doesn't lie. I equally believe in that. I don't stare at it, but it doesn't lie. But there are some slight mistruths along the journey, and I think we're probably not got the points that we've deserved over a season. We have to keep fighting for that. And you just hope over season some of them ones that got away pay you back. We'll see. But no, their belief is always there in what we do.
Now, with this year's Champions League final being moved from St. Petersburg to Paris, Simon Jordan believes Russian football clubs should be taken out of European competitions altogether.
If these people aren't Putin sympathisers and aren't aligned with Putin's policies, we can't just take every single Russian and put them into a category of your... We take the number one tennis player in the world
for sure,
and say to him, oh, you're Russian, you're out of the tournament. Yeah. It's a difficult dynamic, but given the fact that Gazprom are a very influential business in Russia, you would expect them to have been supported and patronised by Putin. Very rarely do I look for sport to fall in line with the political landscape, but this is a lockstep moment where... The situation is what it is, and I think that if we're going to sanction banks and we're going to sanction big businesses and we're going to sanction individuals, then you can't allow sport to sit on the outside of this. And there is a case to be made to take the Russian teams out of the tournament altogether, and not just about the tournament being played in St. Petersburg and removing that, but taking the teams out of the Europa League and taking the teams out of the Champions League.
And finally, England are back in Six Nations action today as they take on Wales at Twickenham. England's head coach, Eddie Jones, is prepared for a tough game.
Yeah, no, I've had a really good preparation, tough preparation. You know, the players understand this game against Wales is going to be one of those nip and tuck games. They keep coming at you, and we've got to make sure we've got a fast start. We get out of the blocks quickly. There may be some points on offer early, and then in the middle of the game, fight and fight and fight, and then finish strongly with a very strong set of finishes that we have. The third round usually produces that, and it's probably more so than it's ever been, with only France having won both their games. And so if you're able to win this game, you put yourself in a good position to have a shot at the trophy. And, you know, both Wales and ourselves are cognizant of that, so it should be a fantastic game of rugby.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport on Monday night on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy from 10 p.m. Before I let you go, and I'm not letting you go yet before I tell you this, so you have no option other than to stay and listen, remember that game day returns today on the TalkSport network. And this is what we've got coming your way. At 12:30 on TalkSport, live and exclusive, you can hear commentary of Leeds against Spurs. That's followed at 3:00 on TalkSport 2 by commentary of Brentford against Newcastle. Then we round things off back on TalkSport at 5:30 as Everton take on Man City. And then, of course, on Sunday, we have live commentary of the Carabao Cup final as Chelsea take on Liverpool. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.